Hello, my name is Alana Flamenhaft. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31. Our perek begins with the words, Becha Hashem Chasiti, Al Evosha Le'olam, B'tzidkatcha Palteini. In you, Hashem, I take refuge. Let me not be shamed ever. In your righteousness, provide me escape. David's relationship with Shaul began after the war with Amalek, when Shaul did not follow Shmuel's instructions and left the king of Amalek, Agag, alive. Shaul lost the kingdom because of that sin, and the Ruach Hashem, spirit of Hashem that Shaul had while being king, left him. In its place, a Ruach Ra'ah, evil spirit, entered Shaul. The Malbim, Rabbi Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michal Weiser, an insightful biblical commentator in 19th century Russia, explained that as king, Hashem infused Shaul with courage, wisdom, fear of God, and even his physical being felt the spirit of Hashem. But when he lost the kingdom, the spirit of Hashem left him, and this vacuum left Shaul feeling sad and lost. In order to soothe Shaul, his attendant suggested that someone playing music should be brought to him. David was brought to the palace and played his harp and made Shaul feel better. However, this dynamic changed after David defeated Goliath. When he returned, the women sang about David's success and how it was more impressive than Shaul's. At that point, Shaul became jealous of David and proceeded to force David to flee. Shaul chased after him and tried to kill him multiple times. The Radak, Rav David Kimchi, a 12th century Bible commentator and grammarian in France, wrote that our Perek, chapter 31, was written while David was running away from Shaul. There were many times that Shaul made attempts on David's life, and there were many times when David had to run away. The Psukim verses do not clearly reference any specific incident or narrative, but the commentators do find hints in the Psukim to which event they could be referring to. What is clear from David's words in this chapter, while escaping from Shaul, is his unwavering belief in Hashem and Hashem's providence. In Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, it says, Hate Eli Oznecha Mehera Hatzileni, Heyeli Litzur Ma'oz Levet Mitzudot Lahoshieni. Incline to me your ear, quickly rescue me, become for me a mighty rock, a house of fortresses to save me. The phrase Levet Mitzudot, house of fortresses, is unusual. Rarely is the word house combined with the word fortress, and the word fortresses is rarely in plural. The significance of these words can be understood in a variety of ways. The most straightforward way would be understanding the phrase in light of the events in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Bet and Chaf Gimel, first book of Samuel, chapters 22 and 23. In chapter 22, David sought shelter from the king of Moab, who agreed to protect him as long as David stayed in the stronghold of his kingdom. In chapter 23, David had to run away from the city of Keilah because Shaul was after him and David hid in the strongholds in the desert. In both, David hides in Mitzudot, hence the plural of Mitzudot, fortresses. A more philosophical way of understanding the phrase can be the interpretation of Rabbi Moshe Alshich, a prominent rabbi in 16th century Tzfat. He explained that the two fortresses can be attributed to the double dilemma that David faced when trying to figure out what he should do against Shaul in order to save himself. David was threatened physically. If David didn't kill Shaul, David was in danger of losing his own life. But spiritually, how could David kill Hashem's anointed monarch? The next pasuk, verse 4, parallels David's words in verse 3. Ki sal'i umetzudati ata, ulema'an shimcha tancheni utenahaleni. For my rock and fortress are you. For your namesake, guide me and lead me. The word sal'i, my rock, in verse 4, parallels tsur ma'oz, a mighty rock, in verse 3. The word metzudati, my fortress, in verse 4, parallels Beit Mitzudot, a house of fortresses, in verse 3. The Malbim explained that David was saying that he doesn't think a fortress will save him. David knows that it is Hashem who will save him, that Hashem is his rock and his fortress. David says this explicitly in verse 7, Saneti Hashomrim Havle Shav, Va'ani El Hashem Batachti. I despise those who rely on worthless vanities, As for me, in Hashem do I trust. The significance of the words, I despise those who rely on worthless vanities, can be understood in light of Shaul's behavior when confronted by the Philistine army. Shmuel had just died, and Shaul felt that he had no one to turn to in order to find out what and how Hashem wanted him to proceed. Shaul was terrified and went to a woman who consulted with ghosts to find out from Shmuel what to do. Unfortunately, the message was that Bnei Israel would lose to the Plishtim, the Philistines, and that Shaul and his sons would die. In contrast to this, David never went to diviners or astrologers, despite being on the run for his life, living with great uncertainty, and having no access to prophets or the Urim V'Tumim in the Mishkan to help him know what to do. The Urim V'Tumim contained the special name of God that was written and placed in the folds of the breastplate of the high priest. This name allowed the high priest to clarify the message from the illuminated breastplate to understand the will of God. David put all of his faith into Hashem, whether he had a direct message or not. Let's explore the word batachti, I trust, a little further. The Chazon Ish, Rabbi Avraham Yishai Karolitz, a 20th century rabbinic leader in Israel, wrote a book called Emunah U'Bitachon, Faith and Trust. He wrote that people do not understand Emunah and Bitachon correctly. They mistakenly believe that Bitachon means I have trust that everything will turn out as I hope, but that is not the case. Bitachon means that whatever the outcome, I trust that nothing is by chance. Things happen because Hashem wants them to happen. He explains that Emunah is the belief that everything happens due to Hashem's will. Bitachon is Emunah actualized. It is the practical, real-life application of Emunah. It means that David trusted while he was in danger at that moment that Hashem was in charge and all was in his hands. David knew that however things turned out, it was what Hashem wanted to happen. We can see David's level of trust in Hashem based on the word choice in this pasuk. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, a 19th century German rabbi, focused on the word choice of El Hashem Batachti, to Hashem I trust, and not Bi Hashem Batachti, in Hashem I trust. He wrote that the words that David chose, to Hashem I trust, means trustingly to look up to God, even if his help has yet to come, and he seems to be far away. In the next few psukim verses, David thanks Hashem for saving and protecting him. David explains what his life has been like in Pasuk Yudalev, verse 11. Ki chalu b'yagon chayai u'shnotai ba'anacha, kashal ba'avoni kochi, ba'atamai asheshu. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. Because of my iniquity, my strength has failed and my bones are consumed. These feelings of despair and agony continue through Pasuk Yudalev, verse 14. Then, in Pasuk Tetvav, verse 15, we again see David's faith. Va'ani alecha batachti Hashem, amarti Elokai ata. But as for me, in you I have trusted Hashem. I said, you are my God. Let us note how after David described his suffering, his next words were about his trust in Hashem. Normally, we pray to Hashem and express our trust in him and ask for our troubles to be taken away. Here we see the reverse. First, David's despair, then he calls out to Hashem. Rabbi Yerachem Lavovitz, the Mashgiach, spiritual guide of the Mir Yeshiva before World War II, wrote that we need to have a different understanding of the relationship between sarot, troubles, and tefillah, prayer. The assumption we often make is that we would always be better off if the bad things never happened. But that would mean that there would be no reason for our extra prayers. Rav Yerachem explained that actually the opposite is true. The prayer is the end goal, and that tzarot, the troubles, are the means to achieve this. When we daven to Hashem, it brings us closer to Him. When we pray, our recognition and awareness of Hashem increases, and that brings our salvation. Our misfortune is an opportunity for us to focus on Hashem. You might ask, how then can we daven for the trouble to go away? Rav Yecheskel Levenstein, a Mashgiach, spiritual guide in the Mir Yeshiva, both before and after World War II, explained that since the whole purpose of the pain is for us to daven, when we daven, we have then fulfilled its purpose and can now ask for the misfortune to be removed. We see at the end of the perek in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, Va'ani amarti b'chavzi nigrazdi mineged einecha, achein shamata kol tachanunai b'shavi elecha. But I said in my panic, I am cut off from your sight. But in truth, you heard the sounds of my pleas when I cried out to you. David acknowledged that in moments of panic, it is hard to stay true to our trust in Hashem. But he continues by saying in the next pasuk, verse 24, Ehevu et Hashem kol chasidav, emonim notzar Hashem. Love Hashem, all his devout ones, the truthful Hashem safeguards. David is issuing a command. When you witness all the wonders that God performed for me, it becomes incumbent upon you to intensify your love for Hashem. How does one love Hashem? Maimonides wrote in his Laws of Tshuva, a person can only love according to the degree he knows the object of his love. If he knows a little, he can love a little. And if he knows a lot, he can love a lot. So if we familiarize ourselves with Hashem's deeds, we can increase our love of him. The chapter closes with verse 25. Chizku v'yamatz levavchem, kol hamiyachalim la'Hashem. Be strong and firm in your hearts, all who wait for Hashem. David concludes that it is his hope that the dangers he faced and his way of understanding them will inspire us to strive to deepen our relationship with the Almighty in order to be ever closer to him. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.